Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Dental Practice Heroes podcast. I am your host, Dr. Paul Etchison, and we are here on Monday, December 11th. And you're like, dude, it is not Monday, December 11th. And you are right, because this was supposed to come out on Monday, December 11th, but it did not because I was super busy. And I was at Disney last week with some other friends and their families. And dude, it was cool. If you're looking for a good week to go to Disney, this was the least crowded I've ever seen it. And we always do like at least 1 or 2 days of like the VIP tour. I'm not so sure we even needed to do it this time, because there wasn't a whole lot of people there. And I've been there on spring break, and I've been there on winter break, and I've been there in the summer, and it's hot. This is the time to go. So cool. But that's where I was, and I didn't get this episode to my editor in time. So I originally wasn't going to do anything. And then I said, you know what? What value of integrity do I have if I'm just going to get lazy and say, screw it, I'm not going to do my solo episode? So I hope that when the Monday rolled around and you saw, oh man, Etch didn't put out his episode, you were like, I'm sad, I don't want to hear him talk. Now you're so happy because here I am. Yeah, I hope so. Anyway, shout out to a review by the username Crunch Wraps. What's up, Crunch Wraps? I just had a Crunch Wrap Supreme the other day, man. I love those things. They said, great podcast, been listening to it for many years. It's one of my favorite dental and business podcasts. Thank you so much. I want to say thank you to Jose Luis and Dr. Donald Yang. They reviewed the Audible book a while ago, which I didn't even know there were separate Audible reviews on Audible. So forgive me for not giving you a shout out earlier. I didn't know those were there. Now I do. And then Cyrus Ardalan, he was a guest on here and he put 5 out of 5 stars. Great read on how to have work and life balance. He is an endodontist and he buys these books and gives them to his referrals, and just a great guy, someone I very much respect. So thank you, Cyrus. All right, what are we going to talk about today? I'm pretty sure, and I know this for a fact, I'm not pretty sure, I am sure, that you listeners, you love to hear about when the drama and the bad stuff happens at my practice. So, ooh, I got to share a good one for you of something that just happened recently at my practice. And wow, what a doozy we had the other week. Okay, so I want to share with you what happened and just what we're doing about it and how I like to process these things, because I just don't think anyone can really relate to what this does mentally and emotionally to us as practice owners, unless you are a practice owner. So I know you're going to feel me. It's one of those, I know you know things. I know you're going to know what I'm talking about. So pretty much we just had 2 assistants just resign. And it wasn't like 2 weeks. It was like, hey, I'm done. And it was accompanied with like the Snapchat video of them throwing the resignation letters on my office manager's desk when she wasn't there, like the, ooh, screw you, Nelson Ridge. I don't know why we deserved that or if we did or not, but whatever. That's just what happened. But anyway, we had 2 people just like leave and give very short notice. And they both went to work at the same office, which that kind of kills me a little bit, you know. One, because I know this office and I know the doctor that works there. It just feels nasty, right? It's like you start doing all this stuff in your mind and you're like, why does this place suck? Why do 2 people not see what I see in this place? Why doesn't anyone love me? What's wrong with me? Have you ever been there? I hope so. I know you have. So it just hurts, right? One employee, she sought out another job and this place said, hey, we're looking for another assistant. And then she went and solicited the other. So not cool, but ultimately these are well-intentioned, good people. I'm not like, these aren't people that I hate. They're not people that I despise by any means. They're good people and I will miss them and I enjoyed working with them, but they are moving on. So here is my process that I like to go through when things like this happen, because this one felt different. This one, it's up there. It's in the top 3 things that have in my 12 years of practice ownership. This is definitely a top 3. Here's my process. And this is how I like to think about this. And this is how I think you should think about this, to turn failures into success, which is what we want to do. And this is exactly what I went through. So first, I like to think about what exactly happened. I really try to assess this from the person's point of view, and I just state facts, right? Like, I don't want to like make any assumptions yet. Those are going to come later. So these are the facts. These 2 assistants, there was nothing to salvage in this relationship from their perspective. They didn't tell me they were unhappy. They didn't give me a chance to fix whatever was bothering them. I can just say that I don't think that they really felt that I deserved any kind of loyalty from them, because if they did, they would have talked to me, I guess. So I'm just going to say the fact is that these 2 assistants didn't want to stay at the practice. That's the fact. They didn't want to salvage this relationship and they didn't want to salvage this working relationship. So they left. Cool. That's a fact. The second thing is that I know this from talking to one of them, is that they felt like their voices weren't heard, or her voice wasn't heard, and that it wasn't taken seriously when this person mentioned things that were bothering them. And that is a fact, that this is how this person felt. That's the fact, right? One of the assistants also mentioned that the direct manager, who is my clinical lead, kind of was part of the issue, that was, she felt disrespected at a certain point, but those are her feelings and that's totally cool. And we can respect those and we all have feelings and those are just facts. Cool. All right. Then I like to look at the assumptions, and this is where we get all screwed up. This is when we realize how neurotic and crazy we are, because our brains, we like to tell stories and we want to have meaning and we want to have certainty. And when we have uncertain things happen, our brain tries to find ways to make them feel certain. So we try to fill in the blanks and we try to explain these things so we can understand them. Hey everyone, it's me, Dr. Paul Etchison, and year end is coming up. And if you've got the right CPA working in your corner, well, you already know what you're going to pay in taxes, and you know that you aren't going to be surprised come springtime. I see so many practice owners putting so much time into doing their own bookkeeping, payroll, and financial planning for the year. Your CPA should be someone in your corner, providing you with the tools to help make decisions regarding running your practice. And if you aren't getting useful and timely financials, you are essentially driving a car without a dashboard. I want to tell you about Bull Moose Financial, a firm specializing in dental practices that can handle all of your bookkeeping, all your financial reports, tax and state compliance, as well as giving you tax projections well before the year end so that you can plan and make changes proactively. I worked with Bull Moose for 6 years before I partnered with MB2, and I can tell you, they know what they're doing, and I never realized how much I truly needed a dental-specific CPA until I started working with them. So stop wasting time trying to do it on your own. Let the specialists handle that part of your practice so that you can spend more time growing your business. Reach out to Bull Moose Financial at bullmoosefinancial.com, and if you mention the Dental Practice Heroes podcast, they will waive the $2,000 onboarding fee. That's a $2,000 value. That's bullmoosefinancial.com. That's BULLMOOSE financial. So here are my nasty, nasty assumptions that I'm making, and I like to go through them, and then I like to poke holes in them to see if they're actually true. So the first assumption I'm making, the practice sucks. The culture sucks. It's a bad place. Everybody hates it there. And this is the beginning of the house of cards is about to fall down. Have you ever had that feeling? I've been feeling this house of cards was on a tip over for the past 12 years. And from this experience, I've learned it's not going to tip over. It's not going to hell. And I got to poke holes in that. This practice does not suck. Most of our team, if not all of our team, minus these two people, are very, very happy, at least as far as I know. And we give them opportunities to voice their concerns, and we do as much as we possibly can to make this an amazing place to work. So if we're going to say that this place sucks, it's just not true. We get 5-star reviews all the time. We do great dentistry. We have happy team. We have a great vibe. We get along together. So it's not a bad place. So I can't say that, and I can't make that assumption. I can't do that. The next assumption, I'm a bad leader. I'm failing as a leader. Maybe I'm not a bad leader, but maybe I'm failing as a leader because I'm not showing up. And I'm going to be honest, maybe that's true. I haven't been giving all my energy to the practice lately because I've been really focusing on my OmniPractice program and creating all my videos and my coaching. And you can check that out at dentalpracticeheroes.com in case you're like, what is that? I got to find out more about that. But I wasn't planning on doing that. But anyway, check it out. But I'm failing as a leader. But maybe my leaders are failing. Maybe I'm failing as a leader to my leaders who are failing as leaders because of me failing as a leader. These are the thoughts that go in my head. And I've just got to sit back and say, you know what? Maybe that's true. Maybe I haven't put enough time into the practice. Maybe I haven't been doing enough listening or problem solving. So I'm going to say that one, I'm going to make that assumption that there's some truth to that, but I am not a bad leader and I am not bad intentioned. And I think that's why these things always hurt so bad, is because we know how much we care about it. Even if I'm not there all the time and I'm working on my videos, I still care. I still want it to be great. And I do care about the feelings of my team. So it's like, maybe there's something to learn from that. I think there is. And I know my leaders at my practice. I know that they sit there and they talk to their team and they want to do the best for them and they are well-intentioned. So I just got to look at that and say, you know what? It is what it is. It's okay. It didn't work out, but I do have good leaders at my practice. I am very proud of my leadership team. And I know they give an outlet and a safe space to discuss issues. So that's all I can ask for. And if that doesn't jive with someone, that's cool. It's just not a good fit. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. It just means it's not a good fit, right? And then the third thing is that I'm making all these assumptions about them going to this office. Were they poached? Were they taken? Were they solicited? I don't know, man. I can't possibly know that. So why even go down that rabbit hole? Is it going to change anything? No. Am I going to take revenge? Am I going to go in on their Facebook page and look at all their employees and solicit them on Facebook? No, I'm not going to do anything like that. Just going to let it go. It is what it is. I keep saying, just move on, dude. Can't stay mad about it. It's only going to hurt me. So my third step is this last thing I like to do is I look at everything and I say, what is to be learned from this? And this is where I think the success principle comes from. And this is not just about work. This is about life. This is about relationships. This is about everything you do. It's about being a parent. It's every single thing that goes wrong, that doesn't go the way you anticipated it or wanted it to go, you need to look at it and say, what can I learn from this? What is the lesson that I can learn as a leader, as a father, as a husband, as a friend, whatever the situation warrants? What can I learn? And what can we learn as a team? And what are we going to do about it? What are we going to go forward? And what are we going to pivot on and change so that we can become better? Because we can always do better. So here's my lessons. I don't have the most connection with new employees. Both these people were newer. And that's true. I'm just not there enough to deeply connect with newer employees. But I can make more of an effort. That's my vow. That's what I'm going to change. I'm going to make more of an effort to talk to these newer employees and be more involved and also checking in and just seeing how things are going in some parts of the practice in which maybe I don't spend a lot of time in. And that's all I can do. That's cool. We have our social events. We have our social functions. And a lot of those times I'm just like hanging out with my OGs, like the people that have been there with me forever, because that's where I'm comfortable. Those are the people I know. I've got a long history with them. But I can get out of my comfort zone. I can spend time kind of walking around and talking to some other people that maybe I wouldn't normally. I'm going to do it. That's the first thing that's going to learn. That's the first thing I'm going to do. Next thing is I'm just going to make my presence at the office a little bit more well-known, because I think just me being there makes a difference. Just my enthusiasm, my vibe rubs off on people. So I need to bring more etch vibe to the practice. This might be an indication that I need to be there a little bit more for a little bit. Now, I'm just going to flatly say I am unwilling to be there all the time doing dentistry every day, 4 or 5 days a week. I just can't do it. I don't have the time. I have too many other things going on. But I do have time to put a little bit more energy into the practice right now and maybe a little less energy in other places. And I think that's how life is. We ebb and flow. We work on one thing and then the other thing kind of falls apart and then we move, go to that thing. And we're just spinning so many plates, right? So I want to put the energy to get my grade A practice to an A+. Again, maybe it's not A+ right now. I think it's pretty freaking awesome. But, you know, maybe it could use a little work and I could spend a little more time there. So I'm going to do that. And then like the last lesson is that, and I think this is the biggest part of really running a practice, and this is culture in a nutshell, is that we just got to find the right people for our culture. I mean, I want people that are all in, right? I want everyone on my team to be all in, and these people weren't all in. I mean, if they were all in, they'd be staying. They'd want to like work out a solution for whatever was bothering them. And I'm not throwing them under the bus saying they're bad people. I'm just saying that they weren't a fit and they feel like they fit better somewhere else. And I truly, truly hope that they do fit in at this new practice. If that happens, it's a win for everybody. It's a win for the new office. It's a win for our office because we made room for two other people that can be all in. And I keep saying it is that since COVID, you get what you tolerate, and it's so easy to tolerate stuff and tolerate slightly off culture fits sometimes. And I think we don't need to. I had a lot of people like say that they were glad. They think it's a good thing. And I know that can be a case of sour grapes saying like, oh, we didn't want them anyway. I mean, there's probably some truth to that. But you know what else too is that maybe it is a good thing and only time will tell. And I've let go of other employees and I've had other people leave. And I've been surprised time and time again of that the team feels better when they're gone. Because I think what happens is that we don't realize that when people aren't all in, they drain the rest of the team. And then the team feels it when they leave. They say, man, I didn't realize what a drain that was. So should I shame these people because they weren't all in and they left? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying they weren't happy. And if you got anyone on your team that's not happy, just find out how you can make them happy. And if that doesn't work, you got to invite them to find their happy place. because they're going to be happier somewhere else. You're going to be happier that they're gone, and everybody's going to be happy. And hopefully the new team they go to is happy because they're happy there. We all deserve to be happy. So I invite everybody to find their happy place and just reassert, who are you? Who are you as a team? Who are you as a brand? Who are you as an office? And don't settle for it. That's my biggest lesson right here, is that I'm saying, you know what? I need to pay more attention, and I really can't keep settling. And I'm not saying I'm settling often. I'm really not. I feel like I really hold people to a high standard, but when we settle, we lower the bar for everybody. So stay true to your culture, and this is how you build off your core values and you talk about your mission and vision statement. And if it doesn't fall in line with that, address it. Don't let it go until somebody quits. Like, address it, because it feels so much better when everybody's working together as a team and they all want to be there. And that's the kind of practice I want. I've had that for a really long time. I would say it's become more difficult as we've grown, as we've got up to 40 plus team members, which I just counted. I guess I can't keep saying 40 plus. We're not even over 40 anymore. We're getting closer down to 30. We've had quite a bit of turnover lately. So I don't know what to make of that, but I'm going to try to do better. And that's all I can do, right? So my team's really stepping up now. We just started a new doctor, and these two people left the day before the new doctor started, which kind of put us in a pinch, but it's cool. The team's stepping up. I got a great group of assistants that are working doubles, and I'm so thankful for them. And we're going to get through it. And this is ultimately going to be a win for everybody. And I know people like my practice. I know my team loves being there. I know my team loves what we do, and they see the value in the lives that we change. And I've had people come up to me, and they've told me that after we discussed this at a meeting, I had somebody come up to me and say, like, yeah, I just want you to know that I think this is the best place to work, and I love it here. And that was one of my hygienists, and I'm very thankful for her, Jack D. And I know she listens, so she's going to love that I just mentioned her. But it's like, I wanted to say this whole thing, this big thing, to my team in a team meeting, because I wanted to acknowledge what just happened. I mean, these people left on Tuesday, and we had a team meeting on Wednesday. It was weird because I got really choked up about it. Like, and I said, like, I want to acknowledge that this hurts. It hurts me because I really care about this place and I think it's special. And I hope you do too. And then I started feeling my voice breaking, and then I just stopped because I was, not that I'm above crying in front of people, but I don't know about crying in front of that many people on my team. But I think it was effective in sharing that I do care. And what I wanted to express is that I'm kind of at this point that if you're not all in and you don't feel like you want to be part of this and what we're doing, there's the door. That's a crappy attitude to have, but I don't think that's a good way to lead, like, by that intimidation and that, like, almost like, get out of here if you don't like it. That's not how what I'm saying. But I want people to be all in. So if somebody's not and they want to leave, that's cool. Thank you for leaving, right? You did me a favor. I didn't have to let you go. So I wanted to explain that all the team kind of got choked up a little bit, didn't, but I had people come tell me that do love being here, and I did appreciate that. So all in all, this one kind of hurt pretty bad, but we're going to get through it, and we're getting through it, and everything's going to be okay. This practice is not imploding. Life is going to be all right. Think of your practice journey as an owner, and think back to all the times you thought your practice was imploding. Did it? No, it was fine. You worked through it. As long as you put the energy, the intention, and you start the conversations and the implementation necessary to make change, positive change, that moves your team forward, that makes you do things better. As long as you put in that energy, things always work out. So thank you all for listening. Thank you to all my listeners. Go check out my new videos that I keep putting on, dentalpracticeheroes.com. New coaching programs, new coaches, lots happening with my coaching stuff. And I'm just making some really... I'm really happy with the product that I'm putting out there. But you know what? This might be part of the reason why I lost two assistants in one day, because I've been spending a lot of time making these videos for all you awesome listeners. But thanks so much, everybody, all the listeners of the podcast. I really appreciate you listening. And we will see you. I would like to say we'll do another solo episode in 2 weeks from now, but it's going to be a little shorter than 2 weeks because this one got in there kind of a little bit late. So everybody have a great week. Stay strong. Stay true to your values, your core values, your mission and vision. Do not settle. Do not tolerate. And just keep beating that culture drum, because if you always continue to reinstate what is your purpose and what you're really doing at the practice, you will find people who want to be there, and they will love being there, and they will want to collaborate and make it a great place to work for everyone that works there. All right. Thank you so much. We will talk to you next time.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Ty here doing Colorado Surgical Institute. Dr. Brisky and myself have really enjoyed doing these podcasts with Dr. Etch and talking about everything clinical. So keep your guys' feedback coming. It really helps us curate what we're going to be talking about on the podcast. If you want to learn how to do live patient surgeries and actually do the work yourself with the guidance of Dr. Brisky and myself, come out and see us. We're in Northern Colorado. We're just north of Denver, and we can have you do anything from single implants to wisdom teeth to IV sedation to oral sedation, bone blocks and GBR and sinus lifts, vertical and lateral, and full arch with the whole digital workflow using photogrammetry, 3D printers, mills, and all of the above. So we're here to help. Reach out to us. You can call Chris Richards, our director, at 970-420-6148, and he will definitely have a hero discount for you guys because we love Paul and we love DPH.